It's Monday. There's that enthusiasm. You told me on Friday that it was very enthusiastic.
That was laden with enthusiasm. It was dripping. It was oozing with enthusiasm.
Mondays are kind of all right by me. I mean, Sunday nights I start going, oh, God, it's back to the work week. But Mondays are usually a pretty good day. Tuesdays are the days I don't like.
Because why?
Because Monday you're excited to get back and see all your work friends.
But by Tuesday you're sick of us.
You're sick of them.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday.
These guys again. Jasmine and Bill. Look at them.
Wednesday you're thinking, okay, we're halfway through. We can get there. Thursday you get excited because the next day's Friday.
Yeah.
And then when it's Friday, best day ever in bed.
Yes.
As you taught me.
It all works out. I mean, when you think about it, it all works out pretty nicely, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And over the weekend, I like to waste tons of time scoping the internet for interesting things.
What'd you find?
Something that would interest you. You like celebrities.
I love celebrities. And they're the most important people in the world, Wendy. Celebrities.
To whom? Themselves?
To the world. Think about a world celebrity-free. Do you want to live in that world? In a world without I wouldn't want to live there. I want celebrities.
I don't really want them.
I want to know what Jake Gyllenhaal thinks about things.
I don't really care. I'm so jealous of celebrities now.
Oh, don't be jealous. They're not there to make you jealous.
You'll be jealous of these because these are famous people that were, born into money.
Oh, were they? Yeah.
They were. They
rich celebrities.
That already had riches before they became rich.
Interesting.
And I brought this up, and the first person you mentioned.
Well, Julia Louis-Dreyfus comes to mind immediately. I don't know if everybody knows this. You didn't the first time I told you. Julia Louis-Dreyfus's family is responsible. They are responsible for the Dreyfus Fund, a major, major investment movement, and they are worth billions of dollars. Billions with an S at the end.
Yeah, $3 billion.
Yeah, that's more. That's a lot of billions. $1 billion is a lot, but then three is like three times as much.
I didn't know her dad was French.
Yeah,
Gerard Louis Dreyfus.
Yes, he's a Frenchman.
I did not know that. He was the chairman of the Louis Dreyfus Energy Services.
Their recommendation, Wendy, invest in crepes. You can't go wrong. The crepe market is bigger and better than ever.
Do you like crepes?
Yes, I do.
They're okay. They're
kind of a
waste of time to me. They're too light and airy. They really are.
That's scornful.
All right, there are some people I may not know, and we can skip past them.
But I have to, hands off to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, because you'd think, like, if I knew I had billions of dollars upon retirement, I would just go, well, let's enjoy it now. Why wait? But she has worked hard. You know, she started at Northwestern and at Second City and then Saturday Night Live. And then
she's super funny.
Seinfeld and her own shows. And
getting prettier as she gets older.
Yes, she is.
I mean, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for her.
I don't know who Nick Kroll is.
Nick Kroll is a stand-up comic and an actor.
All right.
He's very funny.
His dad is the founder of Kroll Inc., and credited with founding the modern corporate investigations industry. Let's see what Kroll Inc. is.
Nick Kroll does a show with John Mulaney, who just hosted Saturday Night Live, in which they play two elderly Jewish men.
Can I tell you something about John Mulaney? Mm-hmm. I had never heard of him before.
You know what? I said to my wife, Terry, when the show started, because I'm a big fan of his.
I said,
I believe he may be the most obscure host in the history of Saturday Night Live. Because you either really know him and like him, or I bet most of America went, who is this guy?
He was really funny. He was super funny.
Yeah.
Although he has a very strange, not bad, but very strange and unique delivery.
1940s.
I expected him to do, say.
Yeah.
And I meant to bring this up with Bertrand because he loves very much when we talk like this.
He is a product of the 1940s, and I don't know how that happened.
Big time.
But he seems like he's misplaced from 70 years ago.
I mean, even when he's talking, I feel like he's going to put one hand on his lapel.
Yeah.
Like, say,
yeah.
What did I tell you about this? Even his voice, everything.
He's so funny. He's the writer, you know, the character Stefan that Bill Hader.
Love it.
He's the inventor of that.
He is?
Over the years, I think he wrote for SNL for 5 or 6 seasons. They used to put him on Update every once in a while, not too often.
I never saw him.
Really a funny guy. Now, the problem with him is He's a great stand-up comic, and he's a good sketch actor. You saw him in a couple of sketches on Saturday. They gave him his own show, his own TV show last year.
Didn't work.
It's horrible. And it's so sad, because I love him.
He's... A little of him, though, I could see could go a long way for just a show.
Yeah?
I mean, you go see his stand-up, he's super funny. I really was LOLing.
So funny.
But his delivery, like, I don't know, I just, by the end of the night, I'd be ready to go home. A weekly show, I don't know that I'd want to watch him.
I don't know what went wrong. They put him with really funny people. Martin Short was on the show, who I know you're not a fan of, but I love him.
That's a lose-lose.
They put all the people you don't like on a show. All the guys from the Cubs were on the show. Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo, they were on it.
I like them.
They played the Wacky Neighbors. I don't know why it didn't work.
All right. Well, I don't know what the Kroll Bond Rating Agency is, but...
I'm not sure what that is either.
It's some kind of financial business. Jules Kroll is the father of... What's his name?
Nick Kroll. You'd like him. If you ever get a chance, watch him.
I'll
He's very inventive.
Up.
I think he dated... I'm almost positive he dated Amy...
Poehler?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love when you go all Rona Barrett on us.
I just call her Amy. I'm on a first-name basis with the stars.
I knew who you meant right away. Sometimes I like how we click
that. The odds were Amy Poehler, because Amy Winehouse isn't with us
Schumer
anymore.
Could have been.
Could have been Amy Carter. Only a couple. Amy Joy, the donut magnet.
Schumer.
Amy Schumer. Well, she's married now. She's not dating anybody
right.
else.
That's right. All right. Do you know who Kate and Rooney Mara are?
Yes. They're both very talented.
Are they girls?
Yeah, the Mara sisters.
Never heard of them.
Did you ever see the movie The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
No, but I've heard of it.
All right. That's, well, you're halfway home.
I held the book in my hand once.
That's Rooney Mara, and Kate Mara was on the show with Kevin Spacey where he's the president.
Oh, House of Cards.
House of Cards.
Really?
She was on it for the first
time. All right, well, their family founded the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Giants.
I did know that. I forgot about that. I totally forgot.
That's money.
That's a lot of money.
There's so money.
Literally, yeah.
Jordan Sparks.
Yep.
You know who that is?
Yeah, she was on American Idol.
Yes.
She's
her dad is a former NFL football player. Her dad is Felipe Sparks, who played 9 years in the NFL, made millions playing mostly for the New York Giants and then for a year on the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I kind of remember him. I thought you were going to say she's the child of the band Sparks.
Cool places.
Yeah. That was Ronnie.
She would not have any money for that.
No, probably not.
I mean, seriously.
Probably not.
You know who was in town, by the way? Terry Nunn, our friend from Berlin.
Oh, really?
She was, I think, at City Winery, I want to say.
Oh.
Liz Berg is a musician who taught my kids how to play guitar and drums. And on her Facebook page, there's a picture of her, Liz Berg, with Terry Nunn. And she was very friendly with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alan Hunter was also at the show. So it was 80s night for Liz Berg. She was very excited about that. I went to help Terry Nunn get a Uber, remember? She didn't know how to get, like, she was just all confused on which side of the street to go, so we went to Starbucks together, and then I waited for her Uber to come.
Huh.
I didn't realize Berlin was back in town. Mm. Armie Hammer's great-grandfather was an oil tycoon.
You know who Armie Hammer is, right?
Now I do.
Call Me By Your Name, he was the lead in that. What else would you know him from? The Social Network?
Oh, yeah.
He played the Winklevoss twins. He had to, like, he would do one line.
He did, didn't he?
And then he would run across to the other side of the room. He would change his clothes, and he'd be the other Winklevoss twin. He's very fast.
Oh, my God.
But they're not related to Armin Hammer.
Well, there's a stupid joke. See, I...
Wendy, there's no place for stupid jokes on this show. Please refrain from saying it out loud.
His great-grandfather is Armand Hammer.
Oh, really? I thought they just named him that ironically. I didn't know that they were related.
Armand Hammer did own Armand Hammer, but the name Armand Hammer has literally nothing to do with Armand Hammer. The brand was started in 1867, which is 31 years before Armand Hammer was even born. So nothing to do.
I wonder if Armie Hammer in his house or apartment ever just sits in the back of his refrigerator to keep it fresh smelling.
Boy, I'd like to have him in my car.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun? That'd be a blast.
Julian McMahon, I don't know who, he was on Nip Tuck.
Oh, right. I know who that is now.
His dad was the 20th Prime Minister of Australia.
Oh, cool. That's excellent.
Kira Sedgwick.
Love her. She's married to Kevin Bacon, a future guest on the show, a past and future guest on the show.
Possibly. We're working on it.
We'll get it done. Jasmine's on it.
Kira Sedgwick has a family member that signed the Declaration of Independence. I should hook
That's
her up with TJ.
TJ.
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, John William friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd have a lot to talk about.
It turns out that Kira Sedgwick has a billion relatives that were notable. A dude named Theodore Sedgwick was the fourth Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Theodore Sedgwick.
She's also somehow related to Endicott Peabody,
the Wayback Machine? With Sherman?
No. This is the world's most famous headmaster. Yeah. And she's a descendant of William Ellery, a representative from Rhode Island who signed the Declaration of Independence.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Did you find that on Ancestry.com or something?
It's probably one of those things that your parents just tell you and you just nod because you go, oh, that's probably not true. But
how about that? Would you believe your parents if they told you something like that?
Terry's parents, my wife's parents, told her that she was related to Katharine Hepburn. And she's not.
But did they tell her as a joke? Did they really believe it?
I don't know.
That's a terrible joke to play on your
kid. No, because it doesn't pay off. But I mean, early on when we met, she goes, yeah, I'm related to Katharine Hepburn. And
that's why you married her, be honest.
It's one of the reasons. Not the main reason.
You're
but
such a good man of staying with her even after finding out
it's not true. Well, it created a rift in our relationship. Because I was told point blank she was a relative of Katharine Hepburn's. Very upsetting.
Do you know who Steve Aoki is?
Yes.
How do you know who everybody is?
He's a DJ, a music DJ. One of the top music DJs in the business, Wendy. Steve Aoki.
I just gave you a double take.
I know. That's who it is, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he's good.
Do you know what his dad did?
He invented the phrase Aoki Oki Doki. Aoki Odoki.
You should go home.
Wendy, I can't go home. I thought my wife was related to Katharine Hepburn, and I just found out we're living a lie. So I'm not going anywhere.
His father is the guy behind Benihana.
Oh, yeah. That's the same last name. What's his dad's name?
What's this guy's name? Steve?
Yeah. It doesn't say. But that is the Benihana founder.
Yes, yeah,
Benny. Is it Benny? Benny Aoki?
No, I don't. His sister is Devin Aoki.
Yeah, I don't know.
Model
who that is.
And also that girl from the Fast and Furious movies.
I've never seen any Fast and Furious movies.
I haven't either. Isn't that weird that neither of us have seen that? Rocky Aoki.
Rocky Aoki.
Was the founder of Benihana.
Oh, yeah.
That seems weird. I would have expected his name to be Ben, at least.
Yeah.
I love Benihana.
I haven't been in a long time, but it was a pleasurable experience. And I cooked there once.
You did not.
Yeah, they had a celebrity. I don't know. It's Chicago. So they don't. If it's not Oprah or Michael Jordan, they don't know what to do. So I went and did some celebrity thing there at Benihana's, and I was one of the cooks. And I kept apologizing to the people at my table. I go, if I were you, I would ask for my money back.
You didn't do the onion volcano?
Yeah, I had to do that.
Did you do it right?
No, I didn't do it right, but I did it.
Did you flip a shrimp into the top of your hat?
That's the one thing I got right. Not into the top of my hat.
Into
but
their
one
mouth?
Into...
What'd you put it in?
There was a lady who had a hat.
Carmen Miranda?
Yeah, she was there. Wasn't that unusual that Carmen Miranda'd be there?
Yeah, but I always think of her with something on her head. Bananas.
Fruity headwear. I kept apologizing because I go, you guys got so ripped off by having me as your chef. But I said, of the things that they've told me I have to do, I think I can flip the shrimp. And this lady goes, well, I'm wearing a hat. And I did. I got it into the brim of her hat.
I would have been so mad at you because it would have been a greasy shrimp in my hand.
Yes, she wanted me to do it.
What the heck is wrong with her?
I did it. And Rocky Aoki gave me a certificate.
We went to a spinoff of a Benihana, and we went with the kids. They loved it when they were little, and you're not supposed to bring really little babies because they'll touch the grill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they were old enough to know, don't touch. And I had never had sake before, and they just have it in a squeeze, like a ketchup squeeze bottle.
They do?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, come on, open your mouth. And I don't know why. I swear to God, I will do anything that a Benihana chef tells me to do.
Lick the hot table.
I know.
All right.
I just feel like it's part of the experience.
Yeah, I guess.
So they, you know, they're chopping up broccoli, chopping broccoli.
Wow. Dana Carvey smiling somewhere. Nice.
They flip it in your, you know, they're like, open your mouth. And
yeah.
You're like, okay. And they flip the broccoli.
Yeah.
And then you're into it. Then it's all of a sudden a competition. So if I catch it, then Jimmy Mack has to catch it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then, you know, they do it with the shrimp.
Uh-huh.
He does one into his chef's hat first, and then they flip it into your mouth.
Yeah.
And usually they don't waste the shrimp, though. It's usually just the broccoli.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the squeeze bottle comes out, and he's like, open your mouth. I'm like, all right. And
it was sake?
Yeah, and he kept going and going and going, and it's like, I got to swallow.
Wow. I would, whatever they paid to be at my table for this celebrity chef thing, I would have paid triple that to have watched you do that.
I might have a video of it somewhere. I went with my girlfriend.
There's video?
They just kept squeezing it, and then you'd
How much did you drink when it was all said and done?
Not that much, but you have to eventually put your hand up and go, okay,
enough.
Can you stop? I didn't know.
Hey, Oki. That's
hey,
how,
Rocky.
Right. That's Japanese for stop squirting wine in my mouth. Hey, Oki. That's how you say it.
Ah, well, that's that guy. His father was the
Rocky Aoki is the founder of Benihana.
And Kate Upton, she has some famous a famous great grandfather.
Who is her grandfather?
Her grandfather was Frederick Upton, and he
Sir Frederick Upton.
No,
just regular Frederick Upton.
Frederick Upton and his older brother created Whirlpool, like washing
machines. Oh, the appliances.
And, yes.
I didn't know that.
She's
wow.
pretty and rich.
Yeah, she's pretty and rich, and she gets John Legend.
No.
That's not Kate Upton? Who is that?
No, that's Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, Chrissy Teigen. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Rhoda Barrett was wrong.
She's going out with Jason, or she's married to Jason Verlander, the pitcher. That's Kate Upton's husband. Do you know who he is?
He
pitched for the Tigers for a bunch of years. He's really good. Really good.
So she's made of money, has her own money, and has his money.
Married into more money.
Money does make the world go round for Kate Upton.
That's a bunch of cash.
And Paul Giamatti, his father.
Yeah, A. Bartlett Giamatti. That's his dad.
And who is that?
He was the commissioner of baseball.
Very good. President of Yale and the seventh commissioner of baseball.
Yeah. Some would say the finest of all the baseball. Oh, no, Bowie Kuhn, I guess, is the best. Judy, don't you agree?
Yes. We should take a break. She's bored.
All right. We'll take a quick break.
I'm like, will they ever stop?
And then the energetic Judy Pilak will join us. Fresh from her triumphant return from California, we'll find out what went on there. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
You glad you're back from LA?
No.
Judy.
Blustery. Did you think you'd come back to snow?
No. I can't take this weather
anymore.
So
you didn't get any snow at all in California?
No snow in Southern California.
But here,
no
back
rain
at home.
Either. Here's what we did get. Sunshine every day.
Wouldn't that be boring?
Yes. No, it's not. You think it is, but every day I woke up with a smile on my face.
Yeah. I wouldn't have recognized you.
No, you
Who's that woman?
You would not have. I was happy as could be.
Your son has moved out there.
He will be moving out there. This
in the
was
process
yeah, this
of...
was the trip to go find him a place to move to. But in the meantime, he already found a place, so we just went and looked at it.
Oh, that's fun.
And then, you know, got our lay of the land and I think just to make him kind of feel more I feel so good about him moving out there now.
Well, tell everybody who he is neighbors with, a block away, whose house is just a block away.
So he is living one block away from the Brady Bunch house.
Oh.
Which I had to drive by and take a picture of.
It's still there.
Did you hum the song? As you saw the house?
The sad one. Because you wish you lived there.
Yeah.
I wanted to get out of the car, but Con wouldn't let me. And they have a fence around it, so it throws you off.
The Bradys didn't have a fence around it.
No, but now they do.
Sherwood Schwartz put that up.
And
to keep Warren Mulaney out. He's at the top of my crumb list.
Who's Warren Mulaney?
Warren Mulaney was in one of the episodes. He and Greg both had the hots for a cheerleader, and Greg said, and I quote, Warren Mulaney, he's at the top of my crumb list, and the bottom of my
oh
crumb
my
list,
gosh.
And every crumb in between.
Now,
That's
did they play basketball there at the house? Because there was
in
a
the backyard.
There, you could see it. There was a driveway with a hoop.
Well,
and
yeah,
I didn't know
they were
did
in their backyard.
Back, yeah, they had like a backyard where they did, but the backyard isn't the actual backyard of the house. That's just on a soundstage.
Right, and I didn't know about the basketball part either.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And really, when you think about it, I mean, did they film inside that house?
Or no.
It was just the outside.
Yeah, the exterior.
Yeah, so when you see the outside, it's just so weird.
So they weren't in there?
Door.
No.
Ever?
Are you sure? Maybe they were. Maybe the house looks exactly like that. That's what I want to believe.
I was always told that it was all on a soundstage.
Yeah. So very nondescript neighborhood. I mean, just kind of normal.
Yeah.
Studio City.
I mean, does it, like, you looked at it, you right away know that's the Brady Bunch house.
I knew right away, and my son wouldn't have known, but the fence, it was like kind of like a wrought iron fence, whitish around it. That would throw anyone off. But the minute, because I was looking around, because we brought it up on Google, and he was like, well, it says on the right-hand side here, and the second I saw it, I knew it.
Yeah, sure. You
know, so it still resembles it,
yeah. Because it was a really unique house.
Well, all the houses from the John Hughes movies are by me. Like the Home Alone house is by me. The 16 Candles house is by me.
It's not the Brady Bunch house.
It's not the Brady Bunch house.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So wait, the inside of that house doesn't have that cool stairwell?
I think it does. It looks, because the outside is very...
It does match. No, it really doesn't match the inside, does it?
It does. No, it does. The architect to me, wasn't he an architect in the...
Mike Brady was.
I feel, I'm trying
the
to
plans.
Describe what kind of house that was.
It's like... I want to say an A-frame, but it isn't.
It's like a, you know what they call like a mid-century modern, sort of.
It is modern.
Isn't it
split level. Modern,
yes.
Split level 60s.
I mean,
so perfect for that era.
Right.
Yeah, I have to believe. I should
You needed that staircase so the family could pose for the whole
The next
picture
time I go, I'm going to walk up there.
She's
going to
break in.
I'm going to look in the window.
Well, you can't walk right up to it, can you?
Maybe. Maybe I can walk
around.
Does
someone live in there?
Oh, yeah.
Looks like it.
Definitely. Yeah.
I want to. Let's find out and interview them.
Yeah. They should call up. Because I want to know now, too, because I really want to think that that house with the, you know, the living room that goes down.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bathroom that they split between the boys' room and the girls' room.
Seems realistic.
Alice's shagging palace.
Yes.
Was it behind the fireplace? She had her own little room that was off of the kitchen, I guess.
Off the kitchen,
I think more off the kitchen than behind the fireplace.
Where all the maids lived.
It's like a secret lair from James Bond. Where does Alice go? She walks into the fire. And
Sam the Butcher. He knew the way in.
Oh, man.
That was the best show.
Wow.
It was the best show.
Wow.
Marsha.
Didn't you so want to be a part of that family?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I just wanted so badly to be the seventh Brady kid.
Not even realizing or understanding the concept of the blended family, too. It was just perfect.
Right.
They were the perfect family, but I hated Marsha.
You hated her.
She was a B word.
I was a Jan girl.
The middle child, though. Yeah, Marsha was a B word.
Oh, absolutely.
I was so in love with her.
And the S word, too, I think. Really?
Yeah. So in love with her. I had such a crush on her.
Well, she was the hot one. Jan was that's your all-American girl, was Jan.
Exactly.
And Cindy.
And Marsha wasn't that hot.
She really was.
She was so superficial.
She used to be on a commercial for Barbie dolls. And I had to, like, if anyone else was in the room and talking when that commercial would come on, I'd get mad at them. I'd go, quiet, I want to hear this. Because Maureen McCormick was in a commercial.
And Bill would go, Marsha.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. My plan was to take her away from all that strife that the family created for her.
Yeah. No. Yeah, she had it really bad, really
hard.
And then,
you know, did I tell you when I met her, I was working at The Light and we had her on, and they told her that I had a crush on her. Like, before she came in, the producer goes, hey, one of the hosts had a huge crush on you. So then, like, the whole time I was interviewing her, she's, like, touching my neck and everything like that.
Oh, my goodness.
And my memory is really good about things that happened when I was 2 and 3. I don't remember anything from that half hour. I just remember her smiling at me and, you know, batting her eyelashes and touching me. And there's pictures of it that I don't remember.
That would be like me and Donny Osmond.
Oh, you have to fight Wendy for Donny Osmond.
Yeah, but I totally get what you mean.
Yeah.
I, you know, even today if I saw him. Well, he called the newsroom one day. Did I ever tell you this?
Donny Osmond did?
Yeah.
Why?
And he's like, hey, it's Donny Osmond. I'm supposed to be on someone, because, you know, of course, everyone calls the newsroom. He was supposed to be on someone's show, and I literally was like, Donny Osmond?
Oh, no.
He goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, I love you. Here I am, a news person. I just blurted.
You said that?
I blurted it out, and he said, I love you too, darling.
Oh.
Can you help me? Yeah.
I met him.
Yeah,
we go way back. when he fought Danny Bonaducci when we were at the Loop Radio Station.
For your
station.
Affections.
I know, hope he won.
Take all.
See, Donnie might have been cuter, but Danny was more my type, if you want to know the truth.
More of the bad boy type.
Yeah, Danny
See,
would
no,
be more
and
fun.
I like Danny, although I was a huge David Cassidy fan.
Me too, but Danny was just, Danny he was, wanted to hang with
again,
him.
Again, because he was my age. He was yeah. more my age, I think.
But Donnie at some point admitted, you know, those guys had such a squeaky clean image, the Osmonds. But
I could have dirtied him up. So could Judy have.
Told him I loved him.
He said he went through a period where he was all over groupies and stuff. Yeah.
Really?
He was really loving that for a period of his life.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He was swinging with a bunch of groupies?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I know.
Oh, he just said that.
I just feel like he's a guy who was able to withstand it. You know what I mean? You look at David Cassidy, the other, you know, teen idols who really just didn't do, even Danny Bonaducci. But to me, Donny Osmond always seemed to
hold it together,
and he did whatever he did,
still
it was
performing.
Right. Right. And maybe having that little interlude where he hung out with all the groupies,
yeah.
not like me and Wendy. We were not groupies.
You honestly loved him.
We honestly loved him.
You wanted to do...
I played that song for him all the time.
What's the fun?
I honestly love you.
Oh, did you?
But maybe he got out of his system, and that's why
he
just seems more normal.
But yeah. again, you guys, he was able to keep the money flowing. Danny had some issues with money.
Yes.
And so did David Cassidy.
Yeah.
Well, and didn't they both have issues with other things?
And yes,
substance
drugs,
abuse.
Yeah, alcohol, yeah.
That'll bring you down.
The Osmond family is torn now. You know this, right?
What?
Yeah, there's a lot
Don't burst my bubble.
No,
not
it's Donnie. Not
Donnie. I don't care about it. The other
All right,
Osmonds.
So some of the older Osmonds.
Alan, maybe
Alan,
Wayne.
Jay, Merrill, Wayne. Jimmy.
Wow. Who had the Teen Beat posters on his wall.
I love the Rona Barrett segment. Seriously. He has to outdo everyone. I'm happy I thought of Wayne Osmond.
I know, Merle.
Can you do the Jacksons?
Tito, Marlon, Jackie, Michael, and the other one.
And Reverend Jesse.
Ray? No.
Ray Jackson.
I can't think of the last one.
Joe Jackson?
Well, that's the dad.
Stepping out. Who did we miss? You said Jackie. You said Wayne. No,
Jackie Marlon.
I think Wayne got traded to
All right,
to the Jacksons.
Anyway, so talk about the Osmond strife.
Right. Marie has a daughter who is openly gay, but some of the older Osmond brothers don't believe in that sort of thing.
Do you know this to be a fact? Because
yeah.
Can you say alleged just because I don't want to
say alleged, but it's all over the internet. So alleged, bracket, well chronicled in the internet, there's been some family squabbling over just that.
How is Marie? Does she accept her?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh,
yeah, she's really good about it.
Because Donnie and Marie, that's why they were the most famous ones, older brothers.
Yes, take that, older brothers and the Jacksons.
You were too heavy.
What?
Didn't he sing He Ain't Heavy? He's my brother.
I don't think he made it a hit, but he may have sang it at some point.
He sang it for sure.
Yeah. And write it.
Yeah.
Yeah. One bad apple.
He made it famous. One bad apple. There you go. He had a couple bad apples in that family.
So
all the brothers. Well, you know, I'm sorry.
She does know that this broadcast, even
yeah,
though
this is on
like,
the air.
Oh, I feel like
this
we're just having coffee.
This
is our coffee clutch.
This is 100% on the air.
I just wanted to tell you that while you guys were reminiscing about the Osmonds.
Yeah.
I am looking...
They made another record?
No, but I'm looking at the Brady Bunch house, and according to Zillow, I have the actual stats on it. There are 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms.
Okay, so on the
are
show...
Are there pictures?
Mr. and Mrs. Brady had a bedroom. All the boys had a bedroom. All the girls had the bedroom, and Alice had the secret cove bedroom. So that's 4.
And they had a den in front.
Yeah, for
5.
Family meetings.
That would be
Yeah, that's the
5.
5th one, yep. His office.
What
but then
office?
Greg also used the attic as a bedroom later in the show.
Yeah, but I don't know that
they can't sell that as a bedroom.
3 baths. There had to have been one down on the main level.
Okay, are there pictures of the house?
No.
Because we need to see inside
on the
house.
Outside, which you
Do
mentioned.
Do you see the wrought iron? Yeah, it throws you off a little
no,
bit.
No, the inside's different than the outside.
They're not showing pictures of the inside, but I want to tell you how much it's worth, because if we all put our money together...
Can I guess?
Sure.
I'm going to say that house... is just over $2 million. I'm going to say 2.2 mil.
I'm going to say 2.5 mil.
First of all, you guys are way high.
Are we?
Second of all, it's not on the market, so we can't purchase it. But at this point, the Zestimate, which could give or take a couple...
$100,000.
A couple $100,000, but it has it for $1,756.
Wow. Well, we're close to almost $2 million.
Yeah, but you went over, so Price is Right rules. You
lost. What's the date that was published?
This is currently.
Is it marketed as the Brady Bunch house?
No, it's just it has the address North Hollywood, California, and because I just looked
North
up,
Hollywood, it's Studio City.
This is the house.
Let me see that. I'll tell you if it's the house.
I know. You know how you can tell if it's the house? Are the next door neighbors the Dittmeyers?
That's the house. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And that's the address, which I didn't want to give on the air because it's so close to where your son lives, so I wanted to
have
a little safety.
Yeah. Well, I thought his address was Studio City, but wow, he must be
right. North Hollywood. Yeah.
He lives in the Nanny and the Professor house.
Which, by the way, Hollywood itself, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
CD.
Yeah.
Crazy CD.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills is great.
Yeah, Beverly Hills was nice.
Could you live there?
Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would, like I said, I was in Burbank a lot, and I love Burbank.
Yeah, Burbank's fun.
It's so retro vintage to me, and so my vibe. I love it.
The place I told you have to visit is there's a town, it's closer to Disneyland. It's almost in Anaheim. It's called Orange, California. Not Orange County, which gets a lot of publicity, but Orange, California. The downtown looks exactly like it did in the 1950s, and they keep it that way because anytime they want to shoot a TV show or a movie that looks like the 50s, they always shoot it there. So even though you've never been there, when you see it, you go, I know every inch of this.
It's Twilight Zone.
I feel so like cool. All of California all the places the Hollywood and the Studio City and... Well, I didn't really. I just drove through Beverly Hills.
From Studio City
and
Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's the Carol Burnett
Show. Burbank, nothing's changed. All the signs are old and
they have a retro
and everything
feel.
Looks great. I mean, it's not like it's old
up-kept.
Looking.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just kept retro.
Up, I guess.
It's
and
so,
also the
oh
weather's
gosh,
not a factor. Like here,
I guess that's
the
it.
Weather eats up anything you put
right.
up.
And you have
including
to,
us. Right. It's sooner or later you got to replace it. Yeah. I mean, the gas stations, they had like a 76. We didn't have the big orange ball.
Phillip
I'm like,
76.
Where am I? Yeah, it was, I loved it. And then the studios being right there are so cool. All
it's fun, isn't
the animation
it?
Studios. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really
I don't know
cool.
if I could live there.
I don't think I
but,
could
well,
live there
well, you know
either.
What? Burbank, it's like, so you have L.A., which is the city, which would be like the Chicago, and then all the surrounding area, they're like the suburbs.
Right.
You
know
I mean,
And
really, but you still run into L.A. people. And that's what I don't
And see,
like.
I didn't. And I went, I did go to L.A. to go
How
to the...
How did you avoid that?
I don't know. We didn't hang out in L.A., really. We were all around everywhere else.
No.
But I did go to L.A. for this Olvera Street, which was like kind of a Mexican market.
Yeah.
They had all the tents up and all people selling stuff.
Yeah.
That
like
was really
outdoor
cool.
Outdoor market?
Yes,
that's
and that
cool.
was right in L.A. We actually drove and went right into the city.
When Kylie was looking for colleges, I took her on a trip out there and we looked at a few colleges in California. And we were there for a week and I took her to all the really nice places in and around California. And then I thought to myself on the last day, I did her a terrible disservice. Because although there are some beautiful places in and around California, there's some awful places too. But in her mind, everything was great.
Right, yeah.
Everywhere we went was really ritzy
and
nice. And
you'd be the worst dad in the world that if you're going on vacation, you go to all the seedy parts of the places.
Come on, we're going to go find.
And I knew Hollywood was seedy, but Khan didn't really know. So he was like, wow. I said, yeah, that's Hollywood. But then you have
every big city.
West Hollywood and North Hollywood, beautiful. I mean, those areas are nice. So it's just some pockets. And LA, I mean, LA is nice, but no one really lives in L.A.
Right.
I don't think.
Well,
I mean, I guess people do.
People do, but
yeah, but they kind of live on the outskirts and work on
commute
the outskirts. Yeah.
Back and forth.
I mean, hopefully if Khan gets a job at a studio, hopefully, he'll be going into L.A. like people in the the suburbs here come to Chicago once in a while.
Do you think traffic here is bad?
I had no issues with the traffic. I don't know what people are talking about. First of all...
Were you around on rush? Because even the rush hour is extended.
But it's six lanes of traffic. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I drive the Eisenhower, so I drive.
Right.
I'm not a maniac, but you know what I mean? I'm in and out. These people... Everyone lets me in. Nobody's driving like a crazy person.
Because it's not crappy out. It's nice weather
I
and
guess,
sunshiny.
And someone else said because everyone's high. And I kind of believe that. I'm not kidding you. People were just
is that
like,
what it
dude,
is?
No one's in a hurry?
Nobody was
That's
ever.
That's a fact.
ever.
Really?
No.
I should move there.
I've never seen anything like it. Nobody cares about the time.
I hope he's not listening. I'm not saying he's a bad driver. He's not the best driver. He doesn't drive a lot.
Right.
He's a public transportation person.
Does he have a car out there?
He's going to have a car. We're probably going to ship it. So I was worried after this trip. I'm like, you are going to be fine because you drive like all these people. Which is two hands on
not
the
very aggressive,
wheel.
But that's not, good.
No, nobody's aggressive. I could, if I just like looked at a person, they would slow down. Yeah, let me in.
I think it's because there they realize, even if I let somebody in or don't let them in, I'm still stuck in traffic. I'm
and
not going to get there.
I think they
soon.
Say, I live in California.
Right.
I swear.
No wonder OJ's getaway was so slow.
That's why.
And you know
no
what?
Hurry.
There was a chase today. I was hoping for a police chase because there's one every day. There was none there. But today I woke up and there was I had a blurb about a police chase.
In LA?
And believe me, I know all of them now. The 405, the 101, the 5.
Don't start saying freeway, please.
It's a freeway. You have to go on the freeway for everything, though. In and out.
There's no easy way.
You know what's funny? All the signs, no matter where you are in and around Los Angeles, no matter what freeway you're near, it tells you which way to get to Pomona. And I don't know why. I don't know what's going on in Pomona, but every sign tells you if you're going to Pomona, it's 3 miles and then you got to take a right.
Which,
what's there?
You know what's terrible, though, is the phone, whatever you're using, Siri, Google, will say exit 13. They don't have those.
It's not marked.
Never.
Right.
So here it is. You could see, we mark every exit with a number.
No, there's just the street name.
Right. And I'm sure it is exit 13,
yeah.
But nobody knows that.
Yeah.
Except the people who made the road.
You know what else you can't get, or I couldn't get used to is here, there's rarely a situation where if there's a crime being committed, helicopters are on it. It really takes a lot for there to be helicopters involved. And there, it's like a nightly occurrence. You're going to see two or three altercations where
right.
there's helicopters involved in something.
Yeah. And they're always, of course, to
it's
me.
It's really scary.
We went to Santa Barbara and all the helicopters over the ocean because
yeah.
I know they're looking for sharks. That's why I don't go in.
Yeah.
Nope. Never.
Sharks that have committed crimes.
Yes. Those are the worst.
Lone
the ones
sharks.
Who have eaten people.
Lone sharks.
Yep. Not easy.
Lone sharks.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Thanks.
Town
it's
is empty without you, Judy.
Well, I'll be going there a lot now, I think so. Little trips.
I was sure Kylie was going to end up there because she fell in love. She had never been to California before. And when you go there for your first time, it's like a fairyland.
It
you
is.
Just look around and you go, I can't believe anything could be this shiny and nice.
Right.
But New York is better for her.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
just better. She ran the half, I didn't tell you this, she ran a half marathon yesterday, a New York half marathon.
Has she been a runner before?
Nope.
Just
wow.
decided
she's
to
one
do
of those people.
Youth.
I mean,
that's youth for
she
you.
She runs
now.
Every once in a while, but
how'd she do?
She did really well. She finished in 2 hours and 2 minutes, or 2 hours and 3
good
minutes.
For her.
Okay, doing
13.
Well would be just finishing in however many, right?
Yeah,
God,
I'm so proud of her.
That
but
is
she's
awesome.
Just like that. I'll try that. See what happens. Just pulled it off.
She's a New York girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We will take a quick break. No Sports Central today, Wendy. As it
yeah, you
out.
Know that show's over with, right?
What?
Yeah, when you left,
you really?
Everything
what
just...
Oh, everything changed?
It's a big scandal.
No, there was no scandal. Adam Hogue's going to be doing a lot of White Sox work on WGN Radio 720, so it just would take more of his time. Bill offered me...
Yeah, I thought Wendy should host it. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun. Why don't you guys just do another hour?
Gotta
why
go.
Why don't you shut up?
Gotta go. Why don't you shut up? All right.
Did
that's Judy Pollack. She's
I'm
a walk of famer.
I'm scared.
That's a walk of famer.
Worse
you just
than
said
a
that.
Shark.
Way worse. All right. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right. Are you finished with your income tax? Because it's due tomorrow.
Yes.
It used to be for a million years, it was April 15th.
Sure.
No question about it. If it was on a Sunday, didn't you have to turn it in on the 14th? I mean, it was like just very strict.
They've become more lenient with it.
And now it's like, why isn't it due today? Because today is a holiday for what? I don't know.
Yeah.
So they give you the 17th.
Like, right.
It's got to remain the same.
You'd rather it have been on Sunday? I'm just trying to figure out. You just told Judy Pilak to shut up, by the way.
Felt good. I got to be honest with you.
I saw her fill out some forms as she was leaving.
I don't care.
I don't know what that's all about.
She's a tough broad. Sometimes
so you're recommending that we pay our taxes by when? Now, tomorrow?
Tomorrow's the day.
Tomorrow's
now,
it.
And last year it was 2 days late, too. I don't... I mean, do you remember it ever deviating from the 15th ever when we were growing up?
No, it was always April 15th. That was tax day. And you'd see the shot of the old post office and people driving past and just throwing their taxes out the window and somebody catching it in a bucket.
My dad, I don't remember much about my father because I was 10 when he died, but I remember him. He'd gather the whole family and go, let's go drop off the... And I don't know why he waited
until the...
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you.
Yep.
I've been through it now, trying to drop off my bills. No one takes them.
There's no one there now.
It's not fair.
All right, that's it for us. Sports Central is not next. if you're sticking around here, Sports Central, you're going to be disappointed. I'm telling you right now. Adam Hogue, slacker. All right. That's it. We've done enough damage, Wendy.
Yes, we have.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.